It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, Vice President Joe Biden is not running for president. We'll get the latest from our political correspondent, Harry Enten.
First, two campaign-related bills are being debated in the Wisconsin State Assembly today.
One would change campaign finance law in Wisconsin. The other would eliminate the Government Accountability Board. And yesterday, Assembly and Senate Republicans approved a bill that would end John Doe probes of political crimes. Democrats say these laws would open the door to political corruption in the state.
Sean Johnson has been covering these bills, and he's here with the latest. He's the state government reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Hey, Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Veronica.
So as we just mentioned yesterday, Assembly and Senate Republicans passed a bill that ends John Doe probes of possible political crimes. So how would these sorts of allegations of wrongdoing be investigated in the future?
In the future, they would have to be investigated through a grand jury, which is something that other states use. It is not something that prosecutors have used in Wisconsin, though. So when you look back at investigations of, you know, wrongdoing by political officials, let's say in the legislative caucus scandal from a little more than a decade ago, the prosecutors in that case used the John Doe. If you look at the people who were charged, associates of Governor Walker, when he was Milwaukee County Executive, that was a John Doe investigation. And then you fast forward to this investigation that is known as John Doe 2, which was investigating whether Governor Walker's campaign illegally coordinated with conservative groups in the recall. That was a John Doe. And that's ultimately the case that Republicans decided they didn't want to see repeated. They didn't think that it was fair. And so that's sort of the impetus for the bill that we saw in the Senate and Assembly yesterday.
Now, this one has been signed by both chambers, so it's just waiting a signature, right?
It is, yeah. And I mean, it's sort of an awkward situation in a way, because it is born out of an investigation of the governor. So it may not be something where he has a big signing ceremony to talk about this. But this is something that had every Republican support and, strong support. Among the changes that it would make is it would put a 6-month time limit on investigations, John Doe investigations. It would publicize the funding for these investigations, and it would lift the gag order on investigations on people who are subjects of investigations. So right now, a John Doe is supposed to be a secret proceeding. This would lift that secrecy for people who are the subjects of an investigation, though not for the prosecutors. At the same time, though, I think the biggest change that it's making is that it's changing which crimes can be investigated using this prosecutorial tool. So a lot was made of the fact that a judge in the federal Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals called the gag order as part of the John Doe screamingly unconstitutional. And so that's why you have this this gag order listed as part of the bill. But it's the John Doe itself still exists for many crimes. It will not exist for crimes like bribery or misconduct in office, crimes, that would be kind of by definition committed by legislators, by public officials.
Now, Republicans have said that this bill is about protecting free speech and about transparency. What have Democrats had to say about it?
Yeah, you heard some pretty, emotional arguments from both sides yesterday. It may be the first time I've heard an Assembly and Senate debate where the people debating, and this was Republicans, drew comparison to Nazi Germany not once, not twice, but three times, saying that the John Doe investigations and the search warrants carried out as part of the John Doe investigations were like Nazi Germany. They didn't dance around that. They said it. It's worth noting that the bill that passed does not change the process for how search warrants are carried out. That will carry on for other crimes. For Democrats, the point that they're making over and over again, I think to the point that you could say they see this as a potential narrative for them in the 2016 elections. They're saying Wisconsin is open for corruption, and this is drawing off Governor Walker's famous saying, Wisconsin is open for business. they have hit that that point pretty much every press conference, every floor session since all of these bills started rolling out. So you can probably expect to hear more of that.
We're talking with Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter right now, talking about some election-related bills being debated in the Assembly today and also movement on the John Doe bill, which is now waiting for the governor's signature. So moving on to a bill to overhaul campaign finance law in Wisconsin. Quickly, Sean, how would that bill change current law?
There are some pretty big changes and from the way that we have historically operated in Wisconsin. It would essentially codify a couple recent Supreme Court and federal court decisions involving what people can give to political parties and legislative campaign committees, and then a recent Supreme Court decision tied to that John Doe 2 case again that basically opened the door for near unfettered coordination between candidates and interest groups who can accept unlimited donations from secret donors as long as they don't use words like vote for or vote against. So under this bill that is sponsored by Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, that coordination between candidates and issue groups would be allowed to go on, pretty much unregulated as long as they don't use those words. So donors could give unlimited secret donations to these groups. They could coordinate with these candidates and the state would not get involved. The other big change is political parties would be able to accept unlimited funds, and legislative campaign committees, these are the committees controlled by the Assembly Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader, would be able to accept unlimited donations under this bill.
What has Robin Voss and other supporters of the bill said about why they think this is something Wisconsin needs right now?
A couple things. They say that this is just codifying what the courts have done. And the other thing is that Robin Voss says this basically embraces the First Amendment, that that these are going to be the ground rules for everyone, and that you will have the ability to have a vigorous debate of the ideas, and sometimes that debate takes money. So he's really you talk about staying on a message. That's one that he stays on every time he talks about campaign finance, is that this is essentially embracing what the courts have said. However, I think some of these changes that they're making are changes by choice. I mean, they are breaking from the pack. What they're doing with regulating issue ads and their issue groups, their ability to coordinate with candidates, is a bit more far-reaching than you're seeing in other states.
Now, the Government Accountability Board has spoken out against this, saying it's being fast-tracked and moving too quickly. The Government Accountability Board itself is also an entity that could be changing in the near future. There's a bill also out there now to eliminate the Government Accountability Board and change it into two separate entities handling separate functions to do with elections. Sean, where are we with that right now?
That is being that's going to pass the State Assembly this afternoon. It would replace them with two entities that are very much like the Federal Election Commission. So you would have an equal number of appointees from Republicans and Democrats. Republicans who are sponsoring that say that's a fair system by any measure. Critics of it say that, well, what actually you're going to do is create a toothless system because the FEC doesn't enforce anything. You'll have partisan gridlock and crimes will go on uninvestigated because this board isn't going to do its job.
Has the Government Accountability Board had much to say publicly about this bill affecting them, obviously?
You've heard a lot of members of the Government Accountability Board, and these are reserve judges, former full-time judges, speak out against it and say, essentially what you're seeing. Because, I mean, the judges who have served on the Government Accountability Board feel like they did a good job. And so they're saying that essentially what you're seeing now is you have single party control in state government. Most other agencies answer to Republicans and give them the answers they want to hear. You have this one agency who's not under their control, and the majority party is going to do something about it. you know, Republicans, when they hear that, again, point to this, the fact that this board will be split between Democratic and Republican appointees. But, you know, the former board members say it's not going to have the strength to investigate ethics and elections violations that it has now.
And we leave it there. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us again.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter. He joined us there to talk about election-related bills being debated in the State Assembly today.